Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. You know, my friends, in truth, your spiritual identity is the starting point of every concept and every experience in your life. The challenge we all have every day of our life is to know that this is the day the Lord has made, and we have the opportunity to rejoice and be glad in it. Are you doing that today? Are you starting your day contemplating the beauty of the day, the celebration of the success of the day before the day ever starts? In Ecclesiastes 7:29, it says, "This only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have not sought out many inventions and intentions." Inventions, intentions, the idea here is to know that every day you can reinvent yourself from a concept higher than yesterday. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 224 of the Science of Mind textbook, "When you are treating to neutralize any particular form of disease, your word should be spoken in such a way as to neutralize a belief in the necessity of the condition." How many of you this morning are spending your time contemplating the necessity of a condition you say you don't want? You say you don't want it, yet you come up with every reason you can think of why you have to have it. What if you could turn that around and begin to contemplate the beautiful, contemplate an answer, contemplate health, contemplate success and prosperity, and then begin to set cause in motion to produce what you are contemplating? There is within us a perfect pattern. Every great teacher who's ever lived has taught this perfect pattern. And if we allow ourselves to begin to contemplate divine ideas and let them become our ideas, we find ourselves doing this because we are letting our ideal become our idea. What is your ideal of yourself? This is a spiritual quality. It's a spiritual quality you cannot deny. When we deface our definition of ourselves, when we, as Dr. Robert Bitzer used to say, taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain means saying I am and put something negative after it. This is defacing yourself. When you cover up your own possibility with your own nonsense, you find that you are destroying your true pattern of life. And your true pattern of life, my friends, is perfection becoming the success of the beautiful in and as your life experience. Why is this true? It's true because of the power of our individual selectivity. We have perhaps maybe covered up our spiritual identity. It was Khalil Gibran who, in his great understanding and great clarity of oneness, said these words, "I love you when you bow in your mosque, kneel in your temple, pray in your church. For you and I are sons of one religion, and it is the Spirit." Khalil Gibran. Now, when you know this and know you know it, you begin to move forward, understanding that each day and every way you are spiritualizing your intellect. My dear friends, you are one with the infinite, infinite intelligence, infinite love, infinite possibility, whether you know it or not. Today is your opportunity to let go and let knowledge become wisdom. And you do this by doing something wonderful with your knowledge. Just knowing about oneness will not change your life. You'll hear me say this over and over and over again. There's a lot of people who know about this and have the same life they have before they knew about it. Our challenge is to let knowledge become wisdom by doing something with the knowledge. We can do this because you and I and everyone everywhere, we are all a center of every attribute of love. And when we find within our heart and mind the understanding that we are an important part of the divine, we begin to think as that importance thinks. You are important to God or you would not be here. You have never happened before. No one has your talent. No one has the opportunity to see life the way you can, to think from the freedom of your own individuality until you get yourself caught up in a political party or a religion or something else that does your thinking for you. This is why I ask over and over again, is what you think what you think? When you spiritualize your intellect, my friends, what are you doing? You're honoring the truth of your being, and you're letting yourself know love is the fulfillment of law, the law of mind, the law of your experience in this thing called life. Right now, today, you have the opportunity to apply this awareness to all the events of your daily living. And when you do this, you find yourself automatically dissolving any negative experience in your life. You find yourself eliminating disharmony from your experience, misunderstanding. You find yourself removing any apparent barrier to your positive progress and positive results. To spiritualize your intellect and know the faith of God is your faith, not faith in God, but the faith of God. Dr. Ernest Holmes gave us that challenge in 1928 when he said, our challenge is to move from the faith in God to the faith of God. That's when you know the truth and the truth sets you free. So your deliberate reenactment of the divine nature within you as you has the opportunity today to unfold as a greater outpouring of love than you have ever known before. And all it's waiting on is for your decision to let go and let it happen as you. You are the fullest possible expression of love in action. Everyone is, whether they know it or not. And when we know it and let go and let our natural state, which is love, happen as us, the harmony of the universe enters into and governs every aspect of our life, demonstrating as a necessary outcome the fullest possible expression of love. Then you move forward as gratitude in action, as thanksgiving in action. You begin to celebrate yourself as never before. Physical healing happens. Emotional healing happens. Long-time regret healing happens. You see, my friends, physical healing or any other kind of healing is accomplished by, again, uncovering, neutralizing, and erasing negative thought patterns. God is omnipresent. God's good is established in the life of you and me and everyone. It is something that arrived with us when we arrived. And when we understand this oneness with the good that is everywhere at once, we begin automatically to envision our body and our world as radiantly whole, physically healthy. Why? Because this image is the way infinite intelligence made you. It's what it intends for you to express. But it left us alone to discover that we have this power, we have this glory, we have this magnificence within us. We have all the power of the universe, and the universe created us, left us alone to discover we have it. Why? Because as we move through the discovery, we also move through the wisdom of the discovery, so we apply the discovery in a positive and fulfilling way in this thing we call our living experience. The spirit within you and me and everyone is our strength that forever imparts perfection as us. So if you accept today perfect mind, perfect body, perfect world, perfect health, perfect opportunity, perfect ability to be responsible for the opportunity, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive, Matthew 21:22. Listen to it again. And all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. This is not praying to some deity outside of you to try to get it to change its mind about you. This is not praying to some God who has some concept of whether you're in the right religion or not. And if you're not, it won't answer your prayers. Listen, my friends, everybody in every religion on this planet has answered prayer. Why? Because something within them speaks the word and believes the word they're speaking, and the law operates upon the word and it becomes their experience. Unfortunately, many of them think that God did it to them. They don't realize it did it through them by way of their acceptance. And this is what every great teacher who's ever lived has taught in the area of higher thinking, not lesser thinking, not confused thinking, not dogmatic thinking, not religious thinking, because this is above and beyond religiosity. What we're talking about here is metaphysics, not nincompoopery metaphysics, but the metaphysics based in the concept of oneness and then discovering how to think critically from the one idea of self in action as you, as me. To recognize we are one with all life, this is a particular way of directing yourself, not begging something outside of you to do something to you. It is allowing you to become what is already true in consciousness by way of expectancy, and then honoring what the master teacher Jesus based his whole ministry on. His ministry was centered in the idea of completion. He taught the finished kingdom. He taught us to contemplate the beautiful, become what we're contemplating, and the beautiful happens in our life automatically. The wise teacher Jesus, some 2,000 years ago, taught us how to pray. And his great prayer is an example of affirmation, belief, and acceptance. Our Father, which art in heaven. Where did he say it was? He said it was within us, not outside of us somewhere. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It is whole, perfect, and complete. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, which is the outer experience, as it is in heaven, which he said is within us. In other words, the world around you is a reflection of your consciousness. As within, so without. As you think, so are you. Not as you hope, so are you. Not as you beg or beseech, so are you. As you think, so are you. Now, this wonderful teacher spoke of what? He spoke in a very clear way, a lesson that we can embody. And he shared these lessons primarily because he understood that they were true. They didn't become true because he taught them. He taught them because they were true. And what he taught was identification, the acceptance of the fruits of the contemplation of the beautiful. And then he went his way. He went his way, thankfully, releasing the matter. He told us to release it. Release it to what? To the law of the infinite that knows what to do and how to do it. Our prayer in positive metaphysical understanding is to speak from the pinnacle of complete conviction that God's power in us is unlimited. Right here, right now.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
We are involved with universal intelligence, which can change any earthly condition at any moment we let it happen. And it is our right, it is our destiny to let go and discover this power within us and give birth to it as the experience of life, the event of our thinking. This allows us to create what the world might call a miracle, but as Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out, the only miracle would be if you would speak your word and it did not happen. So let's go back to the concept. God is omnipresent, everywhere at once. There isn't God and something else. God's good, our infinite good, is established in the life of what? Everyone. Recognizing one power, one presence, and one substance from which everything is made. Everyone is made. Every race is made. Everybody and every religion is made. what happens as we begin to think freely. We begin to understand that it is our responsibility to accept our unity with this oneness and speak our word with conviction. So if you were to do it right now, you could affirm all the health, all the prosperity, all the happiness, all the loving companionship I can imagine and envision is mine now. There's always plenty in God's universe. There's plenty to go around. No matter how much love you accept for yourself, there's that much more love around to be accepted. So your challenge is to know today you can do something wonderful for you. You can know that something wonderful is happening right now, and it is you. And when you know this, you will discover that your heart is overflowing with gratitude for God's eternal blessing. And then at that point, you can freely share it with everything and everyone around you. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on page 143, in my chapter on the command of consciousness, I say this. In the scriptures, there is a statement accredited to the master teacher Jesus, who said, "My words are spirit, and they are light, and they are truth, and they do accomplish whereto they are sent, and they do not return unto me void." This is one of the greatest definitions ever given to the command of consciousness unfolding as reality. The command of consciousness begins as an idea, a thought in the mind. Even though other people cannot hear us, we are talking almost all the time in our heads. There is a metaphysical idea that is as old as time. Thoughts are things. The notion is, idea moving through consciousness by way of law becomes experience. A command in consciousness is a thing, just as an egg is a bird not yet hatched. It has the possibility of becoming a bird, just as an idea has the possibility of becoming an actual physical experience in our world. As the egg must be fertilized to become a bird, so must a command in consciousness, an idea believed in, be fertilized or emotionalized with acceptance and feeling. This is why it is important that we understand what our commands of consciousness really are. Negative thought and spoken words produce negative events. Positive thought and spoken words produce positive events. The great truth about a command of consciousness is that it will not return unto us void. This principle means that every idea that passes through our consciousness and our body into our world returns only to us. Not to someone else, not to anyone else. It does not matter what others might think or say about us, because their word will return to them. The only thing we have to be concerned about is what we think, believe, and say. We may remember a time when we had an unhappy, depressed, or lonely thoughts and no physical energy. A negative command in consciousness did that. It made us feel like we weighed a ton. But when we feel upbeat and happy from a positive command, even if we weighed 2,000 pounds, we would feel as light as a feather. Whatever we command in consciousness and fertilize with our emotions and feelings will find a place to emerge. This can happen in an organization, a home, or a relationship. When someone starts expressing fear, soon the whole thing falls apart. Why? Because of the command of consciousness that controls it. It is not always the intention that creates what people experience, but it is always the sum total of the ideas, thoughts, and words that act as a command in consciousness. My friends, what is your command in consciousness today? What command are you giving the power within you? As you say, "I am," what are you putting after that as you move forward into your day experience? Again, the life you live is the life of infinite intelligence. And your challenge today and every day is, and I would recommend this to you, be still and know. Be still and know. In Mark 4:39 it says, "He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Be still, peace, be still." Can you look at your world today? Do you see anything in it today that needs your command, peace, be still? Dr. Ernest Holmes said on page 264 of the Science of Mind textbook, "We cannot live in peace until we know that the Spirit is the only cause, medium, and effect in our life. My cause is first cause." Judge Thomas Troard, in his wonderful book, The Edinburgh Lectures on Mental Science, points out, and also in the wonderful book, The Creative Process, he points out very clearly that we have a choice either to be first cause in action or to operate from secondary causation. In other words, to let our world do our thinking for us, to let yesterday do our thinking for us, to let our former definition continue to do our thinking for us. My friends, if you keep thinking the same old way, you're going to have the same old spirit experience. You may just do it in a different place with a different person at a different time. But how many times in your life have you just repeated an old experience in a new event? Proclamation. That's what you're looking for. Peace be still. Let it be a proclamation. Today I become still and know, and speak my word from the knowing that comes forth from the stillness of my moment. I center my attention on what? I center my attention on the changeless presence of God in, through, and around me. If you do this, you will discover that you are producing harmony out of chaos, the beautiful out of the ugly. How do we do this? Make up your mind today to look at all the turbulence in your life, if there's some there, and let go of the thinking that caused it. Let your thinking be calm. Then experience the relaxation of all the tension and all the stress and all the strain within your physical being, leaving, letting go. Behold, the things in my world and all the world about me is now serene because I am. As you do this, turn from the turmoil, for all the reasons for the turmoil, for all the reasons for any unhappy experience, and say to the stormy sea of worry and frustration, the troubled thought that binds and hinders and confuses at the level of nincompoopery, say to all of it, peace, be still. And when you do this, harmonious thoughts begin to enter. They begin to enter and coexist with the universe, and you discover that the truth of the universe, which is calm understanding, becomes your way. God is everywhere at once. It is infinite. Its goodness is established in the life you live. Always has been and always will be. Know it now. Know today that the part of good that is everywhere at once. You know, it was Emerson that said, God is a circle that has no circumference. Therefore, everything is in the middle of it. At the core of your experience, at the core of your being, is peace, my friend. Feel its infinite calmness. Feel it flowing into every aspect of your body as physical health, every aspect of your world as healthy experience. Find yourself today as never before, becoming one with constructive ideas, creative ideas that bring to you all that you need to have to influence the greatness of your life and let it come forth as it's never come forth before. I don't care what condition you face. If it's misunderstanding, erase it. If it's unhappiness, resolve it. If it is confusion, doubt, or fear, release it. Let it go and know that in the consciousness of infinite presence indwelling you as you, you are free. You are free from worry. You are free from strain, and knowing this develops an action that brings only harmony into your life, only harmony into your experience. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 171 of the Science of Mind textbook, the possibility of the law is infinite, and our possibilities of using it are limitless. How are you using it today? How are you using your thinking today? My recommendation to you today, my friends, is to turn with a loving heart to every member of your family. Turn with a loving heart to every person in your life. Turn with a loving heart and faith that assures that there is something wonderful sustaining you, and know that everyone who enters your world today is blessed because you are part of it. Gratefully today, my friends, accept greater good for yourself and look forward to new opportunities and experiences. They're ready to come to you. And when you do, you'll find yourself rejoicing in the divine givingness which surrounds everyone, including you. And let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day.
This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
During the month of September, every Wednesday night is Peace Night at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont. We will cover such topics as speak in peace, give in peace, and forgive in peace. Our Wednesday evening service begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us. Our accredited Science of Mind classes for the academic year 2009-2010 begin September 14th. This fall, we are offering The Power of Decision, What the Mystics Have Taught, and The Spiritual Path. These courses are open to everyone, and no prior coursework or experience is necessary. Morning, afternoon, and evening classes are available. We are also offering professional training classes for practitioners and ministers. To register for classes or simply find out more about what we're offering, please call our office at 510-656-9955. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.